This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday, and it is a Mayo Monday. That means Gerard Mayo will be here at 9, and you will ask about Drake May, and he'll tell you that there's a plan. And listen, I love you. You think Drake May changes things, and maybe he does. Shime is optimistic somehow. I don't know, didn't think that that was that game looked that bad yesterday from the Patriots' perspective. Uh-huh. So maybe it's the little things, and maybe Drake May can fix everything if he ends up being your starter this week.
But if Drake May coming into this draft was basically similar into whether he was going to go second or third overall. That tells us that people thought that Drake May was talented coming out of college. So if we're seeing these other rookie quarterbacks that are performing at a decent level,
getting better,
making their teams competitive, what makes us believe that Drake May can't do that with a similar team, in the sense when you look at Washington, was Washington's football team better than New England's at the beginning of the season on paper?
No.
Shime, they have better weapons. I mean,
they got one better weapon.
Yeah, they have one better weapon.
Yeah,
that's it.
But that's still more than, I mean.
Their second leading receiver is Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz, good tight end.
No, so he's not.
His wife plays soccer. I don't know if you knew that.
No, yeah, Julia. She's great. I think she's retired now, though.
I would think people would think Hunter Henry's better. But when it's not like they have Jamar Chase or Davante Adams. Like, Terry McLaurin's a great wide receiver. But you look at the Patriots, we don't know what their wide receivers are because of your inability to throw the football because of your quarterback.
I'm tired of hearing how good Polk looks. Like, I know that he was close, and maybe that was on Brissett in the pass in the end zone, but, like, you know a great receiver, guys. They pop, whether it's Marvin Harrison Jr., whether it's Roma Dunze,
good quarterbacks throwing them the football, Curtis.
But
that's the difference.
It's chicken or the egg. You don't, a lot of times.
Is it, though?
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Look at look at Tom Brady in 2019 here, and then Tom Brady in 2020 in Tampa. He had a mediocre season that was like Mac Jones when he was in New England, and then he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL in Tampa.
Not to suggest that there's any kind of a teeter towards mutiny, but you bring up Polk. About what and to whom was he yelling at toward the sidelines at the end of that game on third down?
I would say probably the damn offense coordinator and the quarterback, like, yo, get me the damn ball. I mean, I don't know.
Who is he, though, to do that?
I don't know who he is, but I know this.
Well, he's not a first-round pick who's never done anything in the NFL.
Yeah, he's just open constantly.
Okay, so, I mean, maybe.
Samuel was a second-round pick. Brandon Ayuk was a second-round pick.
Brandon Ayuk was first.
Oh, excuse me, first. We don't know, but he was at the end of the first round. We don't know what Jalen Polk is because your quarterback is so bad.
Well, he sounds like a bad locker room guy.
Well, I mean, I think
it's just we've got a bad locker room right now.
Yeah, it's more frustration.
But I hate when we celebrate that. Like, so if I'm not throwing a tantrum, I don't care. We like competitive juices, like Jalen Polk screaming at the sidelines. So if Troy Brown doesn't yell at the coach, he doesn't care as much as the guy.
I never buy into that one anyway.
And you have to understand these players are frustrated right now. So if you're Polk right now, you're looking at the sideline like, we need to win this game. They are Miami is our only chance right now.
Get your feet in. Don't blame anybody else. I mean, nobody had a better chance to make that team win a game than Jalen Polk did.
Well, I would be like we had in the past, have a better throw so you don't put him in a situation like that.
Right.
Make the throw better. But that's the point when I'm looking at.
I mean, the false start by Hunter Henry was pretty good there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's almost too disciplined.
But when you look,
God, do they suck? God, are they awful? I hate this team. I hate what they've done to it.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm so happy we had six championships and it was great for 20 years. But this is really like I said it. The Bulls after Jordan, everybody laughed at me. I would take the Bulls after Jordan over this, whatever this is.
Yeah, but this
there
is
has been such a rot.
I get nervous about Curtis walking to his car after shows like this.
That's all right.
The reason why this
I wasn't long for this.
The reason why this is what it is because Elliot Wolf won't allow Gerard Mayo to have put Drake
you
May.
Don't know
Elliot
that.
Wolf
you
is
don't,
Geppetto. He's a puppet.
How do I not know that?
You don't know that because Gerard Mayo tells you differently.
Because Gerard Mayo, at this point
okay,
in time,
when you then, are you
he,
gonna, when,
he is
when
a he, robot that's been programmed.
Okay. Well, then, AI. Then he's put himself in that position. So
I think he went into it thinking differently.
Well,
I
ask him.
Okay.
Ask
him.
And what's he going to tell us? Oh, we're all collaborative.
Well, if you ask the same question over and over again, but if you ask him, did you go into this expecting one thing and you've actually been given something else? Like, can you, like, you need to, or just say, you guys are friends.
What you're seeing is why Bill wanted to run the entire operation. That's why he wanted to be the guy, good or bad, that made every decision. And it's, I mean, I really like Gerard Mayo. He's a great guy, great player. But if he wants to start Drake May, then he ought to go in there this morning and tell Elliot Wolf or Robert Kraft or Jonathan Kraft, I want to start Drake May this week. Or Alex Van Pelt or whoever's telling him he can't. I mean, it's on him.
Yeah.
But if
you have no control.
What does he have control of?
Basically, practice and in-game adjustments.
Okay.
Doesn't it seem like – do you believe that Gerard Mayo wanted to start Drake May?
I have asked him. So have you. So has
right.
So has everybody on the show.
Right.
5 to 7 right. and a half times.
Maybe right. we've had Jackson ask today.
He has gone out of his way to say, we decided, and then he says, actually, I decided. He says it the same way every single time.
But do you believe him?
I take him at his word.
All right. Well, then he got you buying the groceries then in that mindset, because I don't believe that Gerard Mayo wanted to start Jacoby Brissett in week one.
I don't either, but if he's going to tell us the same thing every week that it was a collaborative effort,
he's got to do
that's
that
on
though.
Him, though.
That's yeah.
But that's he's got to do that, Courtney. He can't all of a sudden go, now I'm going to swim upstream.
But Elliot Wolf isn't on the sideline standing next to him. If he wants to go with Drake May, he is the head coach. He says, Drake May, go out there. That's what it is.
Do you want a programming note? You want to just do news at 8:20?
Yeah, your show,
after
yeah.
After Boomer, is that all right?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, Curtis.
I was just going to say that the guy that walks on the field, I believe it was Thursday night at the Meadowlands or MetLife, where Kraft told Amazon, I knew 5 years ago that Gerard Mayo was the right man to lead this organization. So let him lead it.
Right.
I mean, right. I find all of this, like the way in which the Krafts jump to take credit and then disappear when there's any accountability.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. You know, you made a choice at coach. Like, you disagree. I agree. There's a good back and forth.
That's
but
fine.
You need to allow him to actually be the coach,
right.
Just like you need Drake May to be the quarterback. So you start building something and see what you have. And guess what? If they're both not good or one of them is, you make a change with one or both.
Yeah.
But what we're doing right now is this purgatory of hell.
Yeah. This is Jesse from New Bedford. Jesse, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, the reason why Polk was mad is because if you look at that play, he was open for about 1.5 to 2 seconds. Like, he was open. I didn't have my timer out. But he was open, and if Brissett's arm sooner, he would have got him the ball and it would have been a touchdown.
Yeah.
The fact that he saw him late, and the pass was high. Polk had it up. It wasn't it bad.
Yeah. So he's yelling over to the sidelines about the quarterback. I mean, that's near mutiny.
And you know,
that plays into the mutiny theme as far as I'm concerned.
And you know why? You know the other reason why I look at it and I believe Mayo is basically swimming upstream is because when the first thing he said on the show when he got the job, we're going to burn some cash.
Yeah, no,
And then guess what happened?
Yes, I understand that. But that's not an excuse. Like, he is.
And cash.
Just come in and say it. It's not. Guys, the decision isn't only mine. And Craig,
come on. You've been in radio a long time. Yeah, you've been around. So you think Mayo comes in here and goes, hey, guys, listen, and gal, going into this, I thought I was going to have the opportunity to make the decisions when it came to who starts and who plays.
No,
I was hoodwinked by Kraft.
Why does he keep going out of his way to tell you that it's his decision? He doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do that.
He does it because
the people that signed his checks tell him to.
No, he does it because he's a good soldier.
Right.
Okay.
That's why he does it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's a good soldier.
This is Joe from Rhode Island. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I'd like to sing a song, guys, if I may. You don't know what you got till it's gone. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Well, I'll tell you something. I don't know if it was really a shine. You guys used the comparison to Washington Redskins about. Yeah, but one thing you guys left out, they've got, like, the top five offensive line in the league. So let's not leave that out, okay?
I would rather be kicked in the nuts than talk about the O-line of the freaking Commanders.
However, they were going into the season, they were right, you know, they were one spot ahead of you when it came to how bad that line
was. They were actually behind you.
Or behind you on how bad that line was going to be. They fixed it.
Right. And part of that is
the quarterback.
Right, because the quarterback can make off-schedule plays.
Yes.
He can make plays with his legs. Yes. He can get out of sticky situations.
Yeah.
And the offensive line is bad in Chicago. I told you. Caleb Williams has been sacked 17 times, the same amount of times as Jacoby Brissett. They're playing him. They're 3-2. If this team was sitting here at 3-2, we would feel great. You probably would. Wouldn't you be in first place? Right. What's
be part of a first place tie.
Right. Right. So you would, and forget about it. If you were 4-1 like they are in Washington, the reason why you drafted a kid number 3 overall, and then whatever buffoonery that it was with this stupid plan, you chose to say we are not playing this kid in training camp. We're not giving him the reps. We're not playing him week 1. And now what you're seeing is you have a team that you cannot. Throw. You can run the football, but you can't throw the football. And then you're saying, well, Jacoby Brissett gives us a better chance to win. What does he do besides turn around and hand the football off and then hold on to it forever?
I don't think that – can Gerard Mayo come in here in an hour and 20 minutes and say again that Jacoby Brissett gives you the best chance to win the football game?
No.
Can he? He can. He would not be being honest if he said that. I think at a certain point, Greg, I don't know when it happened for you. It might have been very early on. You've been successful in this for many years, 30-plus. You reach a point in your life and in your career where people are telling you how to do things and it's not working, and you say, if I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail doing it my way because I'm not going to fail doing somebody else's bidding.
And I am fond of the expression that I would rather be fired for doing what I want to do as opposed to being fired for what somebody else tells me to do.
So
that's generally the way I go.
I agree with that sentiment completely. And while we all agree that Gerard Mayo is not in danger of losing his job, Robert Kraft would have the egg on his face, and he doesn't want that.
Yep.
I don't know how sustainable it is, and I don't know how much damage Gerard Mayo is doing when it comes to the relationship that he has with his players, the longer he keeps parroting the best chance to win with Brissett line. Because on Friday, we tweeted it out, it went gangbusters, and then the tweet disappeared. But Jelani Tavai was asked by me about if Jacoby Brissett gives them the best chance to win. He said, I don't know. I guess you have to ask Gerard.
Yeah. All right.
That tells you everything. Jelani Tavai is a really smart guy.
Yeah.
The defense is really good. They all sit back and say, how perfect must we be to give ourselves a chance to win with that guy playing quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. To be fair, I don't know. I don't know if he was saying that he's a Drake May guy or if he was just
saying. He certainly didn't say he was a Brissett guy.
Yeah,
he was just staying away from that
landmine. It was an omission that he didn't have at the beginning of the season where he really did have Jacoby Brissett's back. It was a change of the way in which he spoke about the quarterback situation.
And I bet you Mayo will come in here, and when we ask the question, does Brissett still give you the best chance to win, he's going to say yeah. And then the question is going to be whether or not you believe it. I'm not sheep. I'm not going to believe it. You might believe it.
Okay.
The same way I don't.
So you're going to say I don't believe it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he's going to say, well, you know, it's And we're not here to make decisions on whether or not what you believe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay.
Should we play a Castig, Can You Believe It drop after? Or?
But are you going to say, oh, Gerard, I believe it, and he does give you the best chance of winning?
What? That I'm going to say what?
Will you say to Mayo...
That he does not give him the best chance to win?
No. That you, because you said you believe Mayo, right?
Can you believe this?
Do you believe Mayo when he says Jacoby Brissett gives him the best chance to win?
No.
Okay, so you're going to be right there with me saying
I don't buy that Gerard Mayo couldn't walk in there and tell Robert Kraft, who told him 5 years ago he was his coach in waiting, enough of this, I'm starting Drake May. He could have done that at any point.
And I guess what has Elliott Wolf done to get all this power? Like, I mean, I know he's doing the bidding of the Krafts, but like Elliott Wolf was in charge of the college scouting in 2022 when they took Tyquan Thornton in the second round. He was part of the team that drafted Cole Strange. Like, so while I believe Bill was in charge of that, Elliott Wolf certainly didn't do anything to dissuade the organization.
But maybe it was the bad taste that Bill left in the Krafts' mouth when you give the coach complete power. So they're saying, we're not going to give Mayo complete power.
I guess, but I feel like complete power, like who they draft, is different than playing the guys the team drafted. In other words, I think it's different saying Gerard Mayo gets to pick the player, but once you pick said player, and according to everybody on both sides of the ball, is playing best in practice, he should be able to start him.
The whole thing defies logic. If you're the head coach of the New England Patriots, and at the end of training camp, you come on this show and say that your number three draft pick has outplayed your veteran quarterback in training camp, you start him.
Right.
It defies logic.
Well, that's because you got a call to the principal's office after that.
Okay.
And then you had to say, well. Okay.
And you look across.
He said it again last week.
Yeah.
Right.
He said he had outplayed him.
That was actually your fault. The mutiny was your follow-up because the fact that he brought that up, I really do think it reignited the issues. And I would also add, it's not like, take Jaden Daniels out, right? Because he was one ahead of the Patriots. The Patriots couldn't take him. Bo Nix.
Right.
They're winning games.
Right.
Look across the NFL. All of these rookie quarterbacks. And you know the one team that's not playing the rookie would be the Falcons. And you know what the Falcons did? Instead of getting a stumble bum for $8 million, they paid $120 million guaranteed to a guy that's going to take them to the playoffs and drafted their future. So the Patriots not only aren't playing the guy they took third, the guy that they decided to replace the failed Mac Jones experiment with may be worse than Mac Jones.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday. It has been a while since everybody had a game ball waiting in their locker room, and we will in the locker room, and we will talk to Gerard Mayo about that on a Mayo Monday, and we'll talk to you about it too, because I know a lot of you are frustrated and angry. So we will get to your calls on that coming up next.